You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
And welcome into the Fan Morning Show pre-show. We're brought to you by Baird Brothers Fine Hardwoods. Colin Dunlap alongside Jim Colony. We're at the Fan Open. Yeah, we are. We're live from Manor Valley. Having a great time already this morning. Jim and I are here. Producer Matt, he's holding it down back in the studio. Getting up and at them early here at the Fan Open. Good morning to you, Jim. How's everything?
Well, a little soggy, but I'm really looking forward to today. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is exciting stuff.
It is. Oh, before we get moving, I'd be remiss if I didn't mention Ron Mann, our on-site producer.
Man,
Ron Mann is just kind of like always the fly on the wall guy, getting the job done in silence, so we neglect to mention him because he just does such a great job.
Oh,
so
he's
Ron
not
Mann,
always silent.
Much. Yeah, I know.
Once
well,
you get him going.
That's after hours.
Yeah, that's true.
Anyhow.
After hours with Ron Mann.
You know, we had our nice little visit as we do yearly, and it needs to become more often with our Vince DeAugustine, with our friend Vince DeAugustine and his father, Vince DeAugustine. So it was wonderful. Vince is
That's great. He's here early. He was here like 4 something or other.
Yeah.
Right, like 4:30 or so, gets here early. And the guys are out there working on the course right now.
Little rain should subside. Vince was telling me we were looking at the radar. He predicts about 9:25 to 9:35. All the rain will be done. We'll have that great window for
nice.
That 10 o'clock shot.
Oh, going to soften those challenging greens here at Manor Valley.
You took my team, though. Which is we need
well,
to discuss.
Well, no, I
we need the Greensburg Beverage team. Get that sheet out there.
The sheets.
Yeah, the sheets under there. Let me see. Did you got the guys like Ron Dunmeyer is the man, and all those guys from Greensburg Beverage.
Yeah,
you're gonna win this.
Well, you won it last year with those guys.
Well, those guys won it.
Right.
I hit like one shot in a couple putts.
Did you?
But my team, I get Ed. I get the Shenderovich. Ed and Alex Shenderovich, I'm going to play golf with today.
And you know what you can do is when you guys finish is that whatever your score is, you can lower it by 25%.
I can. They're winners. They win. That's what they,
they
do.
They do.
I see Gary Bowser's playing. Yep. I see a bunch of great people out here playing.
Tom Donahoe is here.
He is making moves on the golf course. Wow. So that'll be a good time. Now, I'm looking at this thing here, too, and I see there's all these names, right? All these people. That we know. I see Chris Cafardi. He's an attorney, really good dude. I think I saw him the other day at Whole Foods, by the way.
Okay.
From like across the aisle. So there's him. There's a bunch of people that we know, and then there's one dude, right? Now, you?
We gotta find out about.
I want to find out the story on this guy. I'm looking at the tee sheets here, and the guy's just named Jinx. Now, that means you're a legend if you go by just one name at a golf course generally, right?
And Jinx can go – that can go one of two ways.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's like if you call a guy slim and he weighs 400 pounds, right? So
yes.
Jinx could be like the opposite of a jinx. He could be good luck.
Uh-huh.
And then there's a chance that he actually could be.
Or there's this. And this is generally how this happens in Western Pennsylvania. Jinx's name is probably like – Ed Jinxolisky Miskakowski, and it's like 97 words in his surname.
Okay.
And so he just goes 97 by.
97 letters.
Or 97 letters, excuse
97
me.
Words.
Yeah,
97 words. That's a really long name.
97 letters in his surname, and he just goes by Jinx. All right, driving out here today. So I'm driving. I never do this because we are creatures of habit by what we do, right?
So I was so afraid that I was going to go just automatic pilot toward the station and then realize that, oh, no.
Exactly what I was going to say. I wrote a note this
morning. I almost did that, too.
Last night that I put on my backpack, a post-it note, because I put my golf clubs in my car last night. I put my shoes in my car last night. I laid generally like the same clothes out that I would wear to work, so there's nothing different with my routine. But I wrote a post-it note on my backpack that said, drive to golf course.
Yeah,
I mean, that's how we are, though, Jim.
I did the same thing, and actually, you know, it's even I punched in. I know how to get here because this is the third year that we've been doing this, and I've been out this way several times, so I know where Manor Valley is, and I know how to get here. Yet it was still helpful when I punched in. I put it in the Waze app
because
you never know when the state police are up on the turnpike and Route 22 and so forth. So, but it was nice that it reminded me, you know, turn right onto Pennsylvania Penna Turnpike. And
you have the Australian lady or the English lady?
Australian.
Is she hot?
Sounds hot.
Okay. I mean, why did you choose her?
I don't know. It just seemed like the cool thing to do.
Gotcha.
Right? You watch like, I don't know, you watch golf, you see a guy like Jason Day or Adam Scott interviewed. They just sound cool.
In that vein, did you happen to see they were filming, or not filming, but the photos came out from the pictorial of the body issue from whoever does it. Sports Illustrated, I guess, does that body issue or whomever.
Okay.
Or ESPN, the magazine, excuse me.
Yes.
And they do, like, naked photos. Like, AB is apparently in it this year. Huh. That's why he was out in L.A. doing that kind of stuff. But they hold, like, a football over there, you know,
right, yeah.
That kind of stuff, yep. So you don't see it.
So it's censored.
You're right, to a degree. Greg Norman is naked. Greg Norman is positively ripped.
Okay.
Shredded.
He's going to be like 70.
I was blown away. And people are going to be like, that's just... Greg Norman is put together. I saw it this morning. I was scrolling. It came up on my Twitter timeline. Here. Greg, now you're typing. Why is your computer on all caps, by the way?
Because I was typing.
Greg Norman. Yeah, look. There's photos. Are there photos from the ESPN body?
Actually, he's only my age. He's 63.
Nonetheless, click on that link for it's like a Golf Channel story, I think. I was looking at it this morning. Totally ripped. I couldn't believe it. Because, like, I don't know when Greg Norman works out, but it is.
Wow.
Do you agree that his arms and his chest, he's jacked?
I like that hat.
Yeah. Jim's looking at something else. Jim, we should do a fan.
No, we shouldn't.
Body issue.
No, we shouldn't.
Yeah, how do you think that would go over?
Not real well.
No?
Well, probably people might be interested in it, but then, I mean, that's like not safe for work kind of stuff. It's disgusting. It's just the idea of it is just reprehensible.
Why is it reprehensible if we did the fan body issue?
Because I've got the worst one.
No.
Oh, yes,
no.
I do.
No.
Not even. Oh, it's not even close. Who has the worst? It's
Cookie.
Me. No.
Wait, so if we had the fan body issue,
yeah,
let's get down to this real quick.
No, I'm by far the worst.
By far?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, by far.
How much would someone have to pay you to have a nude pictorial?
Man, several million dollars.
Several million? Well, you're not really nude. Like, you would hold.
Well, it doesn't matter.
You would hold, like, a, I don't know, like a hat over your Jimbo ball, so to speak.
That's right. I could get the logo superimposed.
Yeah, like, you would hold, like, a fan hat Jimbo... or a fan koozie over your, Jimbo balls.
Yeah, I know. That's about all I'd need. Well, I am Irish.
Nonetheless.
It's just the rest of me.
How much would you take?
That part of me I'm okay with. Okay. It's served me well over the years. The rest of it,
twice at least.
I don't really do a whole lot of work on stuff.
Okay. So million?
It would be horrible. Yeah. And then that way, and plus the way I look at it is that I think,
okay,
because she knows what it looks like, I think Linda would still stay with me. But she'd be okay with a couple million dollars.
A couple million.
Bucks.
So if someone, if the boss
several
came to
million,
you,
no, I'd say 3 or 4 million.
If the boss came to you and said, "Hey, listen, this is a good idea. I heard it on the pre-show. It sounds like a keeper. You know, a cash grab. The sponsors are in on it. Let's do fan the body issue. Jim, we will pay you because I know you have a little bit of apprehension about it. All the other guys are in on it. Mahler, of course.
Well, yeah, cool sculpting.
Starkey's in on it. Yeah. He likes it. Zeiss, he doesn't care.
He's lost 50 pounds.
All those pounds. Doran, I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Yeah, right? I'll do it. You know, let's go ahead and do it. We will pay you $100,000.
No.
$100,000 in your paycheck.
$100,000 is not several million.
$100,000 just to be on the internet naked. Come on.
No, because then with taxes, it takes it out. No.
Would Mahler hold Bumbleberry over his Bumbleberries?
Probably.
Yeah. Okay.
Probably. No, I did.
This could happen.
No, it couldn't. There was talk. I guess I don't know what the statute of limitations is. There was talk of doing a bobblehead, okay, of me.
Okay.
Never happened.
Right.
Because this was quite a few months ago that it was
$200,000?
Keep going. No, I said several million.
Several million.
Several million.
This guy driving a hard bargain. All right, back to the bobblehead.
So like
go. What about this bobblehead? Did you want a Jimbo bobblehead?
Yeah, I had no problem with it.
We missed the opportunity. The Jimbo bobblehead should have been for your 60th birthday. It really should have been.
Well, maybe my 70th birthday.
Sean Rodriguez bobblehead tonight, I believe.
Tomorrow.
Is that no, tonight's Friday.
No, that's the T-shirt Friday. T-shirts are Friday.
Oh,
bobbleheads
tomorrow. So we'll be on the roster until then?
Yeah, and then Josh Bell. There's a Josh Bell promotion on the 14th, you know, when they reschedule that Brewers game.
Okay. People are saying, no way, they should have a Jimbo blue pullover giveaway, because that's your thing.
Well, that would be part of it.
Uh-huh.
This is a good day for the blue pullover, by the way.
Seemingly every day is for you, Jim.
It's true.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
People ask, by the way.
Right.
Like, you wear that every day. Don't you ever wash it? Well, yeah, we do laundry twice a week. Thank you very much.
Twice a week you wash that?
No.
Okay.
Probably once every couple weeks. We have a nice looking coat hanger.
Right.
As you walk in from the garage, and it's just, you know, so I come in, take, actually I only, you know, the funny thing is I only wear it at work, and people wonder because it's cold
at work.
Yeah.
I'm okay.
It's cold in that studio.
Oh, okay.
And it's cold where I am. A couple places I have to run around and stuff. It's actually cold. Or chilly, I guess, would be more apt. And the pullovers, and I've worn a couple other ones this week, you may have noticed.
I have noticed,
the video.
Yeah.
But I thought it was going to be a little, might be chilly outside. Today is a good day for the blue pullover.
Damn right it was a good day.
Still is.
Yeah, it's going to be a really good day today. We're at the Fan Open, Manor Valley, having a great time. 10 o'clock shotgun, right, Jim?
Yep. You see who's in there?
Who?
Vince DeAugustine.
That he is. We've already chatted with him. He's part of our pre-show video.
That's right.
We're going to get underway at 10 o'clock with the shotgun. We're going to tell you about it all day. And don't forget, we will unveil the Porch Tour winner today.
That's next week.
Today. Yep. It's a week from today. We'll be sleeping at this time.
I was just
going to
say, a week from today, baby.
Yeah.
How exciting is that?
I know. We're
here at the Fan Open. We're ready to tear it up. So to speak.
In a week from today, it's the Porch Tour.
We're going to be sleeping.
Be sure to be listening all day.
Nice.
We'll tell you who the Porch Tour winner is. We'll do that in the 9 o'clock hour. That's all I'll give you for now. In the 9 o'clock hour, we'll unveil the Porch Tour winner. We're going to have a good time today. We get started with some Bucco talk. We talk to the Fort, Michael McHenry, at 9 o'clock. We talk to Vince DeAugustine at 7:30 about all things Manor Valley has to offer. And just general shenanigans. By the way, the Penguin schedule's out, too. We go over that at 7 o'clock. This is The Fan Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.